meeting up with Michigan FFA students at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today. We're on the road in Indianapolis for the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo going on through Saturday, and I'm with Elena Preston. She is a senior and a member of Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan. First of all, Elena, what led you to decide to become an FFA member?
So I go to Dowagiac High School, and we don't have an FFA program. So I ventured out to talk to my counselor about joining the Cassopolis FFA chapter. And so I go to school there half the day and half the school at Dowagiac. And I just saw the opportunities that FFA offered and all the leadership and decided that I wanted to join.
In terms of your time here in Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention, what are you looking to learn most or take away most from your time here at the convention?
At the convention, I'd like to learn more about colleges and more opportunities and learn more about the other states and other chapters and how they run FFA there.
Elena, you told me your dad is a grain farmer, also a dairy farmer as well. I'm kind of curious how FFA will help you on your path, not just through college, but beyond a career in the ag industry. How will FFA help you along your career path?
FFA will help me with more leadership, like I mentioned earlier, and how I just view agriculture in general, I guess, and all the other opportunities that most people don't know about.
But you told me you were thinking possibly going to Michigan State, is that right?
Yes.
So a great opportunity to meet with those folks here in Indianapolis. Once again, it's the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. Elena Preston with Cassopolis FFA, thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and have fun this week at the National FFA Convention.
Thank you.